Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Eric Cole is here. Eric is a renowned Social Security expert. He spent decades in the trenches working with IT organizations and the whole industry, helping people understand and develop security protocols and systems. He served on President Obama's Commission on Cybersecurity, and serves on a number of boards in this area, and he's our new friend, Dr. Eric Cole. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So we all know about Equifax. I've been talking about it quite a bit on this show. I have said, even after Yahoo, even after the magnitude of Yahoo, even after Sony, even after NSA, that from a commercial standpoint, from a consumer standpoint, the Equifax breach was the worst of all time because of the breadth of personal targets of information that it provided. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. And the thing that most people don't realize is it's worse than they've even publicly announced yet. If you remember when Equifax first broke, they originally said about 60 million records.
Right.
Then it was 80 million. My prediction, and I'm usually right on this.
The last one they said was 143.
Right. And over the next few weeks, it's going to go up to 220 million.
Wow. That's everybody.
Yeah, exactly. That's where my number came from. Because here's the scary part. They did not have the monitoring to know what was really taken. So if somebody breaks in and gets access to their entire database, right now, they're trying to piecemeal together, but the bottom line is they don't have enough visibility. And if somebody breaks in to a computer, they have access to everything.
So with 3 billion Yahoo breaches, with NSA, with Sony, with the schools now, I read an article that recently they're breaking into the schools because they're weak sisters, the school systems. Now with Equifax, and probably the other two just haven't announced. They've probably been breached too. They just haven't announced anything. With all of that, we're calling this a cyber war, but isn't the war over and haven't we lost, Eric?
No, the war is ongoing. We've lost a few battles, but if we don't get our act together, we're going to lose this war. And the thing that always astonishes me is people watch on the news North Korea with physical nuclear weapons,
right,
and that scares folks. But what they don't realize is North Korea, Russia, all these different countries, they have cyber nuclear weapons.
The nuclear warheads and the missiles are punches they're pulling. That's not where they're hitting us, is it?
Exactly not. They're going cyber. And here's one of the scariest facts is most companies and most individuals are breached for 22 months before they detect it, before they realize
it.
Equifax was the same way. So there's, you want to be scared, there's a lot of companies and a lot of individuals that are compromised and they just haven't detected it yet or they haven't publicly released it.
Wow. So, I mean, I'm at some point in time, I feel like that. I mean, I just don't know. I don't even know what to say about this, Eric. Is it a lost cause? I mean, if our government can't even protect us with all the resources they have, and we got people who have been given the right to own my personal information, can't invest enough money to keep the bad guys out. I mean, how can I, as a small business, how can I possibly expect to be able to do that myself? And how can I do business upstream with these bigger guys, with the government, with Equifax, with Sony, with whoever? How can I expect not to have any kind of security?
The first and most important part, which a lot of people get mad at me when I say, but it's the truth, is we need to accept responsibility for our own cybersecurity. One of the things I hear from people all the time is, oh, I don't need to worry about it. The government, I have antivirus on my system.
Right.
These websites are going to take care of it. And people are just way too naive. And the analogy I give, it's like driving a car. You can buy a safe car. You can buy a car with lots of security features. But if you drive it recklessly and go 100 miles an hour into a tree, you can still
right.
die in that
oh,
car.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Well, the people that you're talking about don't listen to my show because we don't play that game around here. And
right.
and because we have people like you on the show on a regular basis helping us out with this. So I've been talking about the bad guys moving down market for 6 or 7 years. They're no longer they've gotten, you know, they got two different plans. They got high level strategic targeted approaches to people like Equifax and Target and people like that, but they got robots coming after us. They don't even know who we are, but they got robots hitting us all the time.
Right. But if we exactly, but if we look at Equifax, something that I have done for 10 years was I always freeze my credit. I always had it frozen, and whenever I needed to open up a new line of credit, I would unfreeze it, get the line of credit, and freeze it again. There are tools like that.
Let me ask you this question. We've talked about that on the show before.
Yeah.
That didn't prevent your records from being absconded off of Equifax's records. It just prevents someone from abuse. So if a bad guy gets your record, they can't abuse it. That's all it does.
Exactly. The unfortunate part in the United States is we can't control these credit bureaus. The government has decided that they want to let our personal data be there, so we can't stop that. But what I always say, the goal of cyber is not to prevent attacks, it's to control the damage. So what I'm going to do is how can I control and minimize my exposure?
Right. And so folks, I mean, there it is. And how many times have we heard this in the last 6 months or so? We've really been focusing on this credit lock thing. You just assume. I always did, Eric. I always assumed that they had my stuff when I heard about Equifax. And I always assumed they had all my stuff. So, folks, you got to assume that. They've got your stuff. The horse is out of the barn, so to speak. Now we got
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.